Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I am Deepinder Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi arrives Kathmandu for a three-day official visit to Nepal. Bilateral meeting between Nepali and Chinese delegation led by foreign ministers of both countries scheduled for tomorrow. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deoba says government implements security policy and plan considering national security. And European Union signs U.S. gas deal to curb reliance on Russia. Now the news in detail. Chinese State Councillor and Minister for Foreign Affairs Wang Yi arrived in Kathmandu from New Delhi boarding a special craft today. The Chinese Foreign Minister is on a three-day visit to Nepal, leading a 19-member delegation at the invitation of Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Narayan Kharka. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs said Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi was received at Tribhuwan International Airport by Foreign Secretary Varadaraj Bodal, Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Hao Engti, among other high-ranking officials. The visiting Chinese Foreign Minister is settled to pay courtesy calls on President Biddya Devi Bhandari and Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deoba separately tomorrow. Likewise, he is also set to hold separate meetings with CPN UML Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli and CPN Mao Center Chairman Pushpakumal Dahal Prachanda. A bilateral meeting between the Nepali and Chinese delegations led by foreign ministers of Nepal and China is scheduled for tomorrow. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deoba says the government has implemented the national security and defence policies considering the country's national security interest. Addressing the concluding ceremony of the 7th Group of Advanced Course on National Security organised by the Nepali Army today, Prime Minister Deoba said fierce competition among the superpowers for global dominance has prompted serious impact on international and regional security. He opined it was necessary that all should be alert and committed to keeping the country's interest and welfare intact. On the occasion, Chief of Army Staff Prabhuram Sharma said all political, diplomatic and educational circles, including the MAS, had an equal role to play for proper management of emerging multidimensional security threats. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun has stressed on the strict implementation of the Journalist Code of Conduct to maintain media decency. In his address to the 8th Convention and 25th Annual General Meeting of Sansarika Samuha, a forum of women journalists and communicators in Kathmandu today, the Vice President emphasized the implementation of the right to complete press freedom enshrined in the Constitution. The Provincial Committee Presidents of the Nepali Congress have reported about party's situation in respective provinces at the meeting of the party's Central Working Committee. Congress leader Bimalendra Nidhi said the party's meeting held at party's headquarters, Sanepa, today. Province Committee Presidents briefed about the party organizational situation at the local level. Leader Nidhi further said the speakers in the meeting suggested the party leadership should forge electoral strategies without hampering the alliance and party's organization at the local levels. CPN Maoist Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has stressed the need for consensus and collaboration among political parties. At a foundation stone-laying program of an administrative building of Bharatpur Metropolitan City today, Chairman Dahal said the establishment of peace and the promulgation of constitution were not possible without political parties' collaboration and consensus. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
श्रम ऐन 2074 पालना गरौं। श्रमिक आपूर्तिकर्ता र रोजगारदाता सजग बनौं।
नेपाल सरकार, श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Naren Kirka has said Nepal is for working with the international community to realize the vision of safe, orderly and regular migration. Addressing the ministerial meeting of the champion countries of the Global Compact on Safe, Orderly and Regular Migration held in Morocco in a hybrid format today, Minister Kirka conveyed Nepal's willingness to engage constructively in the first International Migration Review Forum. In a press statement today, the foreign minister said Minister Kirka, in his pre-recorded address, underlined Nepal's commitment to Global Compact on Safe, Orderly and Regular Migration and highlighted the need for partnership and cooperation among all for maximizing migration's contribution to securing mutual development benefits. Minister for Urban Development Ram Kumari Jhakri has said the Singhadurbar Master Plan will proceed soon after its endorsement. In a discussion at the ministry today, Minister Jhakri said the homework has been made to move forward the project as soon as possible. She added that there was a need to take ahead an integrated development plan to develop Singhadurbar as utility corridor and to ease the entry of the general public to the administrative complex. Newly appointed Nepali ambassador to India, Dr. Sankar Prasad Sharma, has taken the oath of office and secrecy. At a special function organized at the office of President in Sital Nepas today, President Vidyadevi Bhandari administered the oath of office and secrecy to Ambassador Sharma. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. The U.S. and the European Union have announced a major deal to liquefy natural gas in an attempt to reduce Europe's reliance on Russian energy. According to the BBC, the agreement will see the U.S. provide the European Union with at least 15 billion additional cubic meters of fuel known as liquefied natural gas by the end of the year. The bloc has already said it will cut Russian gas use in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Russia currently supplies about 40% of the European Union's gas needs. The deal was announced on Friday during a three-day visit by US President Joe Biden to Brussels. World Health Organization Director General Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala has warned that the food price growth due to Russian invasion of Ukraine may prompt unrest among undernourished people in the poverty-stricken countries. In an interview with The Guardians, the Director General of the WTO said the impact on food prices and hunger this year and next could be substantial. The WTO chief went on to say that the WTO member countries should avoid a strategy of restricting the export of their own food supplies, providing an example of so-called vaccine apartheid during the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly and mountainous region and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Brief rain or thunderstorms are likely to occur at a few places in the hilly regions of Province 1, Gandaki Province, Karnali Province and Sudar Paschim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi arrives Kathmandu for a three-day official visit to Nepal. Bilateral meeting between Nepali and Chinese delegations led by foreign ministers of both countries scheduled for tomorrow. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba says government implements security policy and plans considering national security. And European Union signs US gas deal to curb reliance on Russia. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.